The Fauré Requiem with full orchestra, choir, and soloists premiered on July 12th of 1900. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, it was not a typical requiem, nor was it the first incarnation of the work.
The Fauré Requiem, known to us today, premiered at a World's Fair, the Paris Exposition of 1900.
And also the thing is that it's not the original version.
French conductor Alain Altinoglu, who has conducted the work with the Philadelphia Orchestra and in many other settings, says Fauré first wrote a shorter requiem for smaller orchestra, which premiered in 1888.
And then many years after, his editor said to Fauré, you should write a symphonic version. He was not so convinced, actually, Fauré at the beginning, but he did this big version. And then this version had such a success that even Fauré was very surprised, because suddenly it was played in Bruxelles, Geneva, Marseille, Paris, everywhere.
Fauré intended it to be a different kind of requiem from what other composers had created.
Verdi Requiem, for example, it's very dramatic, it's operatic when you listen to Berlioz or Mozart. But for Fauré, the death was not something painful, the death was happy. And he explains that dying is happy because you go, you know, closer to God, you go into heaven, you know?
The full Fauré Requiem was first performed in the United States at a student concert at the Curtis Institute of Music in 1931.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.